February and broadcasting live right now from Salt Rock Main Beach. It's Radio Life and Style. And what are we doing down here? Well, listen, if you've only just tuned in and you're scratching your head, we are broadcasting live from the Salt Rock City Family Beach Day event. It is absolutely happening and has been happening since we went live at 10 o'clock. We're still going to be on the scene here till 1 p.m. broadcasting loud and proud. And one thing that has definitely been getting the pulses racing and the fanboys and fangirls really excited, some of your favorite rugby players, Sharks rugby players, have been on the scene this morning doing a bit of athletic action on the beachfront and judging, I believe, some seriously exciting and castle building stuff. We got Vincent, we got Manu, we got Jordan all here on the microphones. Guys, how you doing on a Sunday down at Salt Rock? How's it looking?
No, it's looking good. It's looking good. It's a beautiful day to be outside. It's not too hot. It's windy. Nice. The kids are keeping us active on the beach as well. So it's a beautiful day to be outside.
Listen, you didn't get the memo about the dress code, Vince. Jordan was saying he needs to get you more switched on to Durban attire.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan has to get us on the Durban attire. We came from church, actually. So hey, we came from church straight over. But we're definitely going to change our dress code and get into the ocean a bit later.
Well, look, there will definitely be then a big flurry of activity when the shirts come off. But right now, though, let's keep the focus on the reason for today. Easy now. Salt Rock City, this is the reason why we're here today. That's why the beach has been painted yellow. We got the gazebos, the umbrellas, and all of the action out on the beachfront. And from your perspective as kind of brand ambassadors, in a sense, why do you think a development like Salt Rock City is ideal for active families?
Yeah, I think today's a perfect example. If you're here at Salt Rock City Beach, you'll see that it's a family-orientated city. It's a place where families come together. The beach is literally 5 minutes away from the development, and it's a place where you can just have a good time as a family, as mates. I think today is a testament to that. All the kids are out, the parents are out, there's ice cream, there's drinks, there's juice, and everybody's just having a good time on the beach. And I think this is it's the ethos of what Salt Rock City is trying to accomplish as well.
Absolutely, and that sort of active family lifestyle. Obviously, today, that's kind of the flavor of what's happening on the beach today. A lot of action, a lot of activity. And from your perspective as sports people, seeing community and sports coming together in a development like this, I mean, how cool is that? How exciting is that as a vision?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sports and just being active has been a big part of Durban, more so Balito. You know, it's a very much active community, and I think all the better with sports. You know, kids keeps your kids busy, gives you time to rest at night as well. So it just speaks back to the family aspect of what we're trying to do here with Salt Rock City, and it's a beautiful town. Everybody's involved, and everybody understands the vision behind family and community here. So it's not like you isolated and you've trying to build this community alone, but it's the entire community that's with you in this, and we're building a family thing. And sports just adds on to that. It adds value. It adds character, it adds personality, as you see out here on the beach today.
Absolutely. And something that I really want to get your opinion on now from a competitive sort of sporting angle. What's your take on the creativity and the effort that's been put into the sandcastle competition today? Because there's some serious competition.
It's actually next level. It's next level. Like, you walk onto the beach and you actually see the three and four bedroom developments on the sand, in the made out of a sandcastle, which is absolutely insane to me. I really enjoy seeing that. The kids are getting really creative as well. I see some kids have really amazing architectural ability at a young age. They're both putting things together, and it looks amazing. I can't wait to judge the final results later.
Wow. Well, listen, if you haven't gotten your bucket and spade out yet, get yourself down to the beachfront, Salt Rock Main Beach. It's happening right now. We got your favorite Sharks rugby players on the scene, Vincent, Manu, Jordan. They're here. They're breaking a sweat, and they're going to be judging imminently. There's a serious prize up for grabs, I believe, R1,000 voucher, so you can go on a shopping spree at Salt Rock City Shopping Center. And of course, today the big focus is building excitement for the launch event happening on the 29th of March. Get it right. I was saying it's next week. That's February. We took 29th of March, the official big launch event. Today is like a sizzle, excitement, hype day, getting you into the swing of things. And of course, there's a registration information table with folks on hand that can answer all your questions and get you on the mailing list. And if you're near your computer or got your phone in your pocket, check out saltrockcity.co.za right now. now, where you can register your interest and all the information at your fingertips. Better yet, get your butt down to Salt Rock Main Beach and come and have some fun in the sun. And Vince, Manu, Jordan, guys, thanks for coming on down and bringing some star power to Salt Rock for the day. And looking forward to connecting again. Hopefully when you've got the dress code right for a sunny Sunday. Vince, what do you say? Hey?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Awesome, guys. Good luck with that judging. We'll chat later.
See you later, guys.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Back to the music on your favorite local station.